Leading the news this morning, bank customers are likely to be the ones who pay for the federal government's planned deposits levy. The government says the money is needed to guarantee deposits in the event of a bank collapse. The levy will be imposed on deposits of up to $250,000. The United States says it's disappointed by Russia's decision to grant Edward Snowden temporary asylum. The fugitive intelligence worker has gone into hiding after leaving Moscow airport, where he's been holed up for more than a month. Mr. Snowden is wanted in the United States for leaking information about surveillance programs. Cleveland kidnapper Ariel Castro will spend the rest of his life in jail. A judge has sentenced him to life plus 1,000 years for holding three women captive in his Ohio home for a decade. Castro was convicted of more than 900 charges, including murder, rape and kidnapping. Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has dismissed the country's presidential election as a huge farce. President Robert Mugabe's party is claiming victory amid claims of serious vote rigging. Elections observers say up to 1 million people were prevented from casting a vote. And police are investigating another shooting in Sydney's west. They were called to a house at Eaglevale just after midnight after reports of gunfire. Several bullet holes were found in the exterior of the house. Police say it appears to be a targeted shooting.